Winthrop High School hockey coach and NHL agent Dale Dunbar has rejoined us. Tim Kearns is our co-host and our sports analyst and our ambassador of goodwill. Bill Proposky, our engineer and producer. And, of course, Bill Proposky is our Mr. Everything. Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
I think we're doing good. Tim's okay. We're okay.
Yeah, I'm just getting over being sick.
Yeah.
Last week. I laid up for almost a week, but back at it now.
What was it? Was it, I'm sorry, Tim.
Chest cold. Just a chest cold.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, that's. Did you have those a lot over the years, Coach, where you got, you know, hockey schedule? We were just talking to Paul Yamin up in Newburyport, and high school hockey schedules, in terms of practice, ice time is crazy. And so, sometimes you have these real ridiculously early hours and ridiculously late hours. Did it ever affect your health as a kid or as a younger guy?
I don't think so. I just think, you know, as you get older, I'm more, maybe I'm not immune to, my immune system's not as good as it used to be. I could be outside all day before. Now, in and out of rinks, I think you just wear down a little bit, and I think that was part of mine, contributing factor for me.
Mm.
So, you know, Coach, at some point, you got to realize, you just got to stay out of these cold buildings.
Yeah, I wish.
I wish, I know.
I remember going to see some of my players play out on the West Coast, and they're going to the rinks in flip-flop shorts and T-shirts, and I'm saying, wow, this must be nice.
Yeah, that must be, it's also weird to a guy from the Northeast.
Oh, it sure is. It sure is.
Coach, you had, by the way, I want to thank you again for that little round table we had at the end of the season last year. Last time I talked with you and three other coaches, and it was so informative, so much fun, and the other three coaches really, really appreciated your participation in that. So thank you once again.
Let's, that was great. I really enjoyed it myself. Anytime you can sit down with hockey guys and throw things around and get different perspectives on things, it's healthy. It's healthy for everybody because the game evolves so much all the time. You're constantly trying to create new ways for your team and adapt to the different, systems that you might be able to implement, that you see, other teams using or what have you. But I love those things. I love sitting around with coaches and just throwing things around. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, are you guys, with the Larson Rink, is that the MDC rink over on the water?
No, that's East Boston.
Oh, okay.
That's Terrazzo Rink in East Boston.
Hey, Tim, okay. Larson's still cold, believe me.
Oh, yeah. Sure is.
So, the other thing, Dale, about that roundtable and just listening to you and Coach Lamine and Yamin rather and other stuff, Tim and I are always so impressed with the fact that even coaches who are not in the school building teachers are teachers. And one of the things reading your resume and talking to the guys we had on, it's how much you care for the overall development of a student athlete. And it's not, I mean, you're focused to win. You have a competitive drive, all of you do. But it's taking care of the kid, and I think I hope parents understand that.
Well, it's ironic. When I was on the phone with you, I was writing a a letter of recommendation that Carter Laramie, the captain of Marblehead, his mom asked me if I would write something, and because Carter comes to my fall program for the last 4 years with all the Marblehead kids, I've developed a great relationship with the kids and the families. I mean, I've got to meet some of the families, and I'm in Marblehead a lot, so I'll see them, see the kids, and that's the rewarding part. And in there, I said, ironically, Carter's captain of one of our biggest rivals, yet I consider him one of the finest young men that I've ever had come through my program. He's a high character kid, very charismatic, exemplary leader. He has all the intangibles, and I hope he can get through he had a devastating injury. He tore his ACL and a few other things in fall hockey, in a game.
Oof.
But he's such a focused young man. I think he's going to be back to play hopefully in January. But, yeah, it's funny. You care about every kid you come in contact with. You know, you have, you know, like I always say, they're not all made in the bakery. They're not all the same recipes. There's all different things that go into every different player. And, you know, they all have issues on, off the ice, what have you. And you just try to do your best to get the best out of them, make them realize, you know, what their future could be, if whether it's in hockey or not. But all those things you learn in sports, in hockey, and you know, anything you're in, the locker rooms, the different voices of coaches, they all contribute to your future.
Good story, good story. Tim?
Coach, what's the makeup of the team this year?
That's a great question, Tim, because we had a meeting today after practice. You know, we're trying to create a healthy competition within practice. We scrimmage every single day, so you can't pace yourself. You know, you can't hide out there. We don't do many drills. We play, and then we'll blow things down and go over it from, you know, from what they're taught. And our depth chart has just been all over the map so far. It's, you know, I think we have a really good first line. I think could be a very good second line, and then we have some young players after that who are all trying to find their way. And goaltending, I think we have three solid goaltenders. We have four D with a young one coming along. So it's going to be a work in progress all year for us. We squeaked one out the other night. We played well against Bishop Fenwick. We were able to get that one, but we have Winfield on Wednesday, which I think is sure he always, you know, the brothers always bring a very good competitive program. We always have great battles with them. So we'll see. But right now it's a work in progress. We're going to have different kids moving around, and hopefully we can get some chemistry.
Well, yeah. Go ahead, Tim.
Aspect of every practice is a trial for the starting lineup the next game.
Not so much that, but it's trying to get the young kids to realize, hey, I'm not just here, I'm happy I'm on varsity. You know, we need you to compete for a spot. Because I always tell them, there's always one of three things, or two, or sometimes they all come across the table, is sickness, grades, and then you just get beat out of your position. Those three things have always been evident in every year that I've coached. And so it's, don't get complacent. You know, it's, I know this sounds cliche with the next man up, but it sort of is, because we're trying to develop our young kids quick, because they could be put right into a role this year, but certainly next year they're going to be, you know, with our graduating seniors, they're going to be thrust into positions that they have to be ready to go. So we're trying to create an atmosphere where, you know, you're learning the system while you're playing the system. So if you are put in the game, you've already been playing in the game atmosphere. We don't do many drills as far as, you know, we break it up into, like, let's just say today's Monday. Today's more of a defensive day. So we'll work on our forecheck, our face-offs, our D-zone, and penalty kill. And then tomorrow's an offensive day, the day before game. So we do power play. We'll do, you know, a little scrimmage. We might throw in a game at the end, so it's all about shooting and scoring and passing, but it's all about offense. And then you have the game on Wednesday. During the longer weeks, we might, you know, elaborate a little bit more on a couple of days of defense and maybe a couple of days of offense before a game. But I like to play small area games, so the reactionary time is quick. You have to move pucks. We'll have different rules within the game, double pass, one-timers. So they're always working on something.
Are you always working on something, Dale? Because I mean, you guys know so much hockey, and you know so much hockey. I was always amazed listening to Roger Day in baseball, because I thought I knew baseball. But 5 minutes worth of Roger Day puts me to shame. You know, it's encyclopedic. But he still goes to these things, or he did. Do you still study the game, Coach? And if you do, how do you do that? Because
absolutely.
It's time.
I think the best. I love going. You know, I tell young players, if you ever go to a Bruins game or a college game, sit up top. Sit as high as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the game develop, you know, looking down on it. And if you can never develop that on the ice as your vision, as you were up on the ice, you know, up high looking down, you're going to be a good player because you'll see exactly how the game evolves. You have to be a step ahead of everything. You have to, it's almost like baseball. You're not waiting for the ball to hit you before you know what you're supposed to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be able to already know the next progression. And that's very hard for kids today because, you know, they don't play a lot of games. A lot of kids don't put in the time for practice. There's not a lot of street hockey, you know, where you were learning a lot of that stuff, you know, instinctively without even knowing it. So the time you're actually putting in isn't a lot. So you really have to, be a student of the game, too, to understand how the game is played before you're actually playing.
Wow.
You ever take the kids out and have them play street hockey, kind of a throwback day?
You know, we haven't, Tim. You know, it's funny. It's so crazy. Like, we've had major illness. We've had, like, 8 kids out of our lineup during the week of practice. Kids going home sick. It's been very tough to keep them out in the elements, and I'd love to use the gym inside, but it's always being used for basketball. But yeah, I mean, those types of days are invaluable, because, you know, you're almost tricking them into doing the things you want them to do while having a lot of fun at it. You know, like street hockey would be great to do. It really would. We'll do some different things. But again, I try to, you know, like talking about implementing things, the way we scrimmage, I'll only scrimmage with 3 lines, and because that's basically what you're playing in the game, and then I'll sprinkle in the 4th line once in a while because there's your conditioning. You don't have the time to get on the line and waste time doing that in an hour practice. You know, your conditioning. So we condition within the scrimmage. You know, like they have to change on the fly. They have to, all your principles about getting pucks deep, making the D, you have to go back, how you change, you might get into one man because you can't get to the, but it's all conditioning. They are dead at the end of practice. So, you know, there's different ways you have to trick them into doing it, but yeah, I would love to do, you know, we do a lot of small area games, but yeah, street hockey would be awesome because I gotta tell you, I learned so much from street hockey because you had nowhere to go. Everything was right there. Your reaction every time was a split second,
yeah.
But you were having fun too. So, yeah, I would love to do it, but I just we don't have the time.
Sounds like a modification of what I heard from Bobby Orr many, many years ago. I don't know if it was in the Boston Globe or on the radio, and he said, you know, to parents, he was giving advice to parents, and he said, look, take them out to the nearest pond, throw some pucks on the ice, come back 2 hours later.
Well, there's a lot to be said for that because there's no whistles, there's no parent, there's no coach. They figure it out. They throw the sticks in the middle, divvy it up, and go play. And believe it or not, your skill set will become a lot more ahead of schedule doing that because A, they're having fun, and B, they're just, again, you know, you're figuring it out, and you don't have much time to do it. You know, and like I said, you know, you stick a couple of nets out there, and it's... We used to go over to my buddy's house. We thought we were skating on this huge place when we were kids. You go back now, and it was the size of your bathroom. You know, it's crazy, but that's what I think made us all have really good hands and, you know, vision and you know, that competitiveness you need.
You know, thinking back to when I was younger, we put up a backboard on the light post on the street. And then I put one up on the garage at my house. My buddies had one on the garage in their driveway. We had like 4 or 5 different basketball nets, you know, that we could have away games
still,
you know, on the same street.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and
we went to the size of a, you know, it was once up to the size of a post stamp. And, you know, we used to have this, there's a couple of different sections. The Highlands where I live, there's the center, there's the point. And then we'd play over near Pico Park. And we'd rotate. And again, you know, these are kids that organize their own games in school. No cell phones, no computers. you bring your 5-6 bass, we'll meet you over here. And we literally would carry nets to the different places and play. And I think there's so much to be said for that, because you are creating your own. And yeah, I was Bobby Orr, you know, in the game, or somebody else was somebody else. And it was so much fun. But the benefit was, whatever you were lacking, you know, in ice time, because, you know, that's at a premium, you were supplementing it out there and getting a lot more out of it, because you're touching the puck or the ball a lot more than you were anywhere else.
I got so many more questions to ask you, Dale, but we're going to have to save it for another day. Before we go, though, two things I want to ask you about your captains. It looks like there's some familiar names here on the roster, and then your upcoming game with Linfield.
My captains are Junior Petey Silverman, who was really evolved into a nice player, and he deserves to be a captain as a junior. Mm-hmm. He's done a lot for our program, and he's a pace setter out there. He's always, you know, leading the way, and I think he's been very good. Jack Hayes is a senior right winger. He's on his line. Those two are the guys that play. Oh my God, they play so much. And you know, the other night we were lucky this week when we had to kill 2 5-on-3s, and then
finally
in overtime, then we got a power play to win it in overtime, but they never came off the ice. They were dead. Then we have three. Robin Noonan is a senior. This kid's amazing. He's an assistant captain as a senior. He's he's the heart and soul of the team. You know, whatever he lacks in his skill set, he makes up in his character and his heart. Unfortunately, he's the senior captain of the football team and tore his ACL next to the last game in football, it's amazing. I saw him the day before Thanksgiving. He said, "Coach, I'm playing tomorrow." I said, "What do you mean you're playing tomorrow?" He goes, "I'm playing, I convinced everybody I'm fine. I'm going to play in the game, then I'm going to have surgery on Tuesday."
Mm.
I said, "What are you talking about?" He did. He went out, threw a touchdown. They beat Revere. He played the game. He didn't play both ways like he normally does. He only played quarterback. But to see that kid out there playing on Thanksgiving Day, because it meant so much to him as a senior, as the captain, it was amazing. And that's the kid that we're missing on the ice right now, that and what he brings. So he's there, and then we have Junior Billy Hayes, a real tough kid. He's really evolving. His brother was one of our captains last year. He's going to be a good one. And then Nathan Evangelista. So, you know, I like our leadership group. I think they all bring something different. I don't like having a lot of guys, but these guys each bring something that I think they don't trip over each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then against Linfield, we always have wars with them. We have great games with them. So I think, then we have a little break, and then we'll be right back at it. And this season just flies, so it's going to be a battle of staying healthy and hopefully being able to just implement the things that we're doing now and keep it going.
All right, Tim, you got the final word with Coach Dunbar.
Oh, Chuck, listen, get healthy, stay healthy, and keep racking up the wins.
We're always trying. You know, we always try, and the message is we have a bullseye on our back. No team ever shows up and wins. There's a preparation to it. There's a lot of hard work to it. And as long as we do that, hopefully we'll be in the battle at the end.